Once considered merely a disease for the rich, cancer is now a leading cause of death worldwide, accounting for nearly 1 in 6 deaths globally. Here in Nigeria, latest figures from the International Agency for Research on Cancer has shown that in just 33 days into 2023, Nigeria has recorded over 10,000 new cancer cases and 7,000 deaths from cancer. Cancer is a disease in which some parts of the body cells grow uncontrollably and spread to other parts of the body, resulting in lethal damage. Now, while doctors cannot give a definitive cause for the disease, the least contributing factors to include exposure to harmful substances, age, family history, and others. But even more importantly, doctors harp on the need to adopt some basic lifestyle habits to prevent the disease. We speak to a cancer specialist and oncologist, Dr. Habib Mohammed, who highlights healthy habits to adopt for a better fighting chance against cancer.
To reduce your chance, you must go for screening so that you get to learn more, and if there are any features that is not difficult, you must not be physically active. You must do exercise. Exercise, you must eat well. You must eat junk food, eat natural foods, avoid cigarettes or where there is a negative smoke or cigarette, and then should limit alcohol consumption.
Today is World Cancer Day, and the theme for this year is Close the Care Gap, Uniting Our Voices, Taking Action. This, according to Dr. Salvatore Vaccarella of the International Agency for Research on Cancer, shows the drive to fight cancer by creating a level battleground.
The International Agency for Research on Cancer, it is a priority to reduce inequalities and inequities in cancer and to close the care gap. Reducing cancer inequalities and inequities is a matter of justice, but it is also crucial to reduce the total burden of cancer.
Closing the gap is very important because, unfortunately, cancer treatment and even screening remains expensive and inaccessible to many. A reassessment of health insurance by employers could help in this regard, even as the government and NGOs continue to play their part. This is the opinion of cancer advocate Dr. Kelechi Okoro.
I think at the base level, insurance should be able to cover cancer prevention, like vaccination, screening. We have people who, they know where they can get HPV vaccines, but they can't afford the HPV vaccines. Their insurance doesn't cover. Some persons have found out that their insurance can't even cover pap smears. It's just a general call to action for every employer to make sure that whatever insurance you're giving your employees should be able to cover holistic care at the base level.
At the end of the day, health insurance or not, the importance of educating yourself on cancer and how to get proper protection cannot be overemphasized, she reiterates.
In a place like Nigeria, where people think that cancer is a spiritual problem, where people are saying that over their dead body they can have cancer, some people think that they can never get cancer because they serve a living God. Those are the issues, and aside the awareness and the work that the government and other NGOs are doing, we need a lot of patient education.
So get screened, get active, eat right, avoid harmful substances, and let's live longer, or at least have a better fighting chance. Happy World Cancer Day. Ismail Ogunlano, Inspiration FM News.